We got a question for you here, Chris. Now, when I was a kid, I had all these stars on my ceiling that glowed in the dark. And we've had a question in here from James Hibbert. Why do glow-in-the-dark objects glow in the dark?
This is really clever, but it goes back about 100 years, actually. People discovered a paint in 1905 called zinc sulfide, and they found that when you shone light on this or mixed it with something radioactive, they were using radium at the time because it's a source of energy, it could behave as what's called a phosphor. So chemicals like that, what happens in them is that when you put some energy in the form of light, the light kicks some of the electrons in the chemical up to higher energy levels than they would have normally, and immediately you would expect them to fall back down again, but they don't. In some cases, these electrons stay at this slightly higher energy state for a variable amount of time, and then they fall back to their normal energy level. And when they do so, they give out the energy they soaked up, but they give it out in the visible spectrum. And in most cases, it's a sort of greeny colour, but you can make other lights as well. Green is the colour the eye is most sensitive to in the dark. So that's the colour combination that's most often used, because you don't have to have such a good effect for it to be visible, so they tend to use green. But it's possible to make even better chemicals these days. There's one called strontium aluminate, which is very, very good at soaking up lots of energy and then very slowly oozing it back out again. And in fact, I think it was Yamaha made a motorbike where the fairing had this around the outside edges, so it would soak up light during the day and then have you'd have a sort of glow-in-the-dark motorbike at night.
Cool.
And the idea being that this would make it more visible, because you're making a much bigger sort of angle on someone's eye when they're looking at you in the dark, so you're much more likely to see the motorbike in the dark, which is really good.
That would just look really spectacularly cool.
Thank you, Kat. It is The Naked Scientists, and it's Chris, Helen and Kat, and we're talking about your science questions. So if you'd like to ask us anything, but lots and lots of email questions to get through, but if you would like to send in some questions, the email address to contact us is chris@thenakedscientist.com.
The Naked Scientists, brought to you by thenakedscientists.com.
This is The Naked Scientist with Chris Smith, with Kat Arney and with Helen Scales, and we're talking science Q&A. We're solving your scientific conundrums this week. Kat?